I gazed at him through the bars, trying to grasp the full import of what he was saying. "Zachariah," I said slowly, trying to sort out my tumbling thoughts. "During the trial, he made a point of asking me what happened to you."
"And you answered?"
"To make sure he didn't know, I said that you had died. But Zachariah, if he did know you to be alive, he might also guess we all knew it, and might think, exactly as I did, that you killed Mr. Hollybrass. But he wouldn't say."
"So as to condemn you?"
"Only with me gone could he turn on you. He could not do it the other way around, for fear of my going to the authorities, as I threatened to do. Do you think he knows who really killed Mr. Hollybrass?"
"He might.
But who?" Zachariah grew thoughtful.
"To kill a hand during such a storm, when everyone is desperately needed, takes a kind of madness," he said finally.
"Well then," I said, "who does that leave?" We looked at one another and knew. "The captain," I said. "It must have been he who killed Mr. Hollybrass."
"Charlotte," Zachariah protested, "Mr. Hollybrass was Jaggery's only friend."
"Yes, people would think them friends. No one would believe it could be Captain Jaggery. But you told me they had never sailed together before, and I never saw much friendship between them. Did you?"
"No."
"You said they argued," I continued. "I saw some of that, too. In the storm, you even thought Captain Jaggery lifted a hand to strike him after Mr. Hollybrass made an accusation."
"Of deliberately sailing into the storm."
"Is that a serious charge?"
"The owners would be greatly alarmed. But to kill him."
"Zachariah, he sees you. He knows you're alive. The crew, he realizes, must know it, too. I'm a threat to him. So are you. And now, here's Mr. Hollybrass, another threat. But let him murder Mr. Hollybrass, and everyone will think you did the crime."
"But then he accuses you," Zachariah said.
"And see how much he's managed," I cried. Zachariah stared into the dark. Then slowly he said,
"The crew keeps silent to protect me, even as he hangs you."
To which I added, "And once I am gone, Zachariah, then he'll deal with you." Zachariah grew thoughtful. Finally, I heard him whisper,
"May the gods protect us."
The excitement of our discovery ebbed. We sat in silence. In time, the candle went out. "What," I asked ruefully, "can we do about any of this?"
"Charlotte, we must force him to confess."
"He's too powerful."
"True. You'll not get any man to confess when he holds a gun and you've got none."
"What do you mean?"
"Charlotte, see what happened when we rose against him before. You've been in his quarters, haven't you? You must have seen that iron safe of his that's full of muskets. You're not likely to get into that. No one knows where he keeps the key."
I reached over and plucked at his arm. "Zachariah," I said, "I know where he keeps it."
This ends Disc 5.